My name is Alexey Khriyenko. I'm postdoc researcher here at the IT faculty and MIT department. I'm also doing some teaching at our department and do some management duties on the WISE International Master Program as well. So this course, which we organized in the end of this semester and that will continue in the beginning of the next semester, will include some lecture materials, as well as there will be a set of invited lecturers. Maybe let's move to the course structure. Probably you already saw these slides from the web page of our course, actually. So on this page, I will put the all necessary materials, I mean the lectures, the slides, the task descriptions. As you can see already, today's lecture is available here, and the tasks for the first module and the task for the last module also are available. Later I will tell more about them. And yeah, you can find the basic information slides from this document. Let's move on. So as I already mentioned, the course will contain three modules. The first one starts today. Actually, the start of the module, I mean the lecture that starts the module or set of lectures. So the second module will start in the middle of December, and the last module will start in the end of January. So the whole course will end in the end of February. So for the first module, we will have this today lecture. Plus, I will announce you the tasks for the last module. You will get the list of the online courses and online materials for the self-studying. And finally, you are supposed to write the course diaries about those materials that you will study yourself. But that will be for the end of the course. But anyway, I will actually, you can find those task three description already from the web page. So then we will have, and today I will tell you about the first task, and actually task for this module, that will be the group work. Since there are a lot of students registered for the course, so I decided to have groups of four people. Actually, you're supposed to find out your colleagues yourself, so and then later on inform me about your group members. In the end of this presentation of today, I will tell you about the actual task, but then you can see the schedule for the deadlines and for the task result presentations. So on the 13th, like the day of the first lecture of the next module, you're supposed to submit, the group's supposed to submit the results. And next 2 days, we will have, actually currently we reserved 4 hours per day, so because there are a lot of groups supposed to be, where groups will present the results. Later on, I will tell you how we will register, like how you choose the day and time for your presentations. But I suggest all of you to participate those presentations as well, because it's a part of your learning activities, so you will also learn from others as well. So the second module, the first module actually brings you the one credit. As you notice, this is a flexible system with the credits. So the first task will bring you the one credit. The second module, we also will have the lectures, some visiting lecturers. We don't know yet how much we have them for that session, But anyway, currently we reserved like 4 hours for that session. Depending on your skills and your willingness to choose the study track, study path, we designed the second task such a way that we have three tracks. So the developer track means that there will be the task oriented for the developers. So you're supposed to implement some services and applications using the Watson Web Services. The user track is for those ones who maybe not, like, that doesn't feel that he's capable or she's capable to actually do the programming, but there will be the some tasks related to the use of the Watson product. So you're supposed to kind of install or like get this product on your use and try some use cases to figure out how the tool is working. So actually it's partially like self-study as well. But then we have this third option for those who are not willing to have anything practical and would like to just study the theory behind all this stuff. There is a possibility to take this theoretical track and get the credits for that as well. The theoretical track will look the same as the third module, so you're supposed to do self-study of several online courses and materials and write the diaries as well. The deadline for the theoretical track will be the end of the course, like together with the results of the third module. But the two first, I mean development track and user track, the deadline will be 25th of January. So the group's supposed to, again, submit the results before they do the presentations. And as you can see, there are possibility to get from one to two credits. It means that we will evaluate your personal involvement to the task development. Since when we are talking about the group works, each member should send the individual kind of self-evaluation form or document where you describe your involvement, your personal involvement to the task, and you also evaluate the involvement of other group members. So kind of distribute 100 points between the group members. So, and depending on the evaluation of your results, we will decide how much each of the group member will get for this for the module. And the third module, as already mentioned, we also will have some lectures. We are planning to invite some people from the IBM, so they will give us some lectures as well. And finally, you're supposed to write the this diary for the task three that will include all the online courses that will be mentioned in that task description, as well as a diary for those lectures that you will take during this course. So the deadline is mentioned. And regarding the presentation, so we're still thinking how we organize this presentation because the task three is individual. And it means that we have the as many results as we have students registered to the course. So we will think about these presentation days and how they will be organized. And yeah, there will be some extra task for the task three, which will be announced during that lecture. And this is the just for simple calculation, how many credits you are capable to get from the course. Even though that it's mentioned in Corpid, it's a course from 1 to 5, but we decided there's still possibility to get even up to 7 ECTS and you can see that if you just participate in the first module, you get the one credit. If you participate in the second one, but please notice that there is no possibility to pass only them like module one and theoretical track for the module two. So if you would like to like take the theoretical track for the module two, there is a requirement to take the module three as well. So the module three is kind of prerequirement for you to have the credits for the module two theoretical track. But if you choose some practical track, so it's possible to complete the course without the module three, but you will get the less credits. So I think it's more or less clear. Any questions so far? Okay. So then we will start with the today lecture, and we will talk mainly about the, like, I will give you the introduction to the Watson Cognitive Computing Services. Yeah, this is as usual, I put this slide to thank the all the owners of the images that I found from the web, because I use a lot of images in the presentation slides. So, please raise your hand how many of you heard about the Jeopard show. Okay, at least half of the audience. So actually, this is the show where people are trying to win some money, competing with other people, answering the questions. Actually, not the answering the questions, but they're supposed to formulate the question based on the provided answers. And this is pretty tough task for the human. But 5 years, actually almost 6 years ago, IBM Watson made the history and actually won the game against two the best players of this game. The one guy won the most, I mean, the biggest amount of games, and another guy won the biggest amount of money. But anyway, the Watson won against both of them. Of course, it's happened because the Watson had the real power, I mean, the computational power, and had the access to the structured data, for example, like DBpedia, which is the database that contains all the information which is stored in the Wikipedia, but it's stored in the machine-readable form according to semantic web and linked data technologies. But nevertheless, the Watson machine or Watson computer want this because it's capable to analyze the natural language and analyze a lot of, like, huge amount of unstructured data. Not only structured, but as well as unstructured data, and it's capable to behave as a human behave. So therefore, it was pretty easy to win against the human, because the Watson has such a power and capability to behave as a human as well. So what's the Watson? Watson is the artificial intelligent cognitive computing system that is capable to manage and manipulate with a huge amount of unstructured data as well as structured, and capable to answer the questions set in the natural language. So it's capable to understand what the questions are about. Watson used the cognitive computing because it's a cognitive computing system. And the cognitive computing, it's a type of the computing that tries to build the model of the human mind. So they build the model and understand how the human mind or human brain sense reason and responds to the stimuluses. So So it's utilized, the cognitive computer utilizes different techniques, and mainly it's natural language processing, machine learning, a lot of different machine learning techniques, speech recognition, computer vision, so recognition of the images and video streams. It's utilize the techniques that helps to retrieve or infer the new knowledge from the data. And according to the IBM, they define the cognitive computing based system as a system that learn at scale, reason with a purpose, and interact with the human naturally. And therefore, Watson, on the way towards the cognitive computing, adopt three main properties of the cognitive computing. So the first one is the expansion of the boundaries of the human cognition. So it means that Watson helps to design such a systems that not only help human to search in the huge amount of data, in the big data, but also helps human to analyze and make the decision on top of this data. The second property, it's more natural interaction with the human. Currently, we are living in the, let's say, programmable era of the programmable computing. And one of the assumptions of this computing is that the human, as a user of the system, supposed to adopt itself to the system, to the interface, supposed to learn and study the system to be able to use it. But according to the cognitive computing, it's opposite. So now the system should be so flexible, so intelligent, and so adaptive that will adapt to the user and will interact with the user in a more natural way, depending on what the human accepts as a more natural. So it should be constantly adapted to the user using the feedbacks from the user and taking into account different contexts. Therefore, the Watson technology and Watson tools, they help to develop such a system that will utilize the voice-based communication with the user, utilize the various infographics and visual representations of the data, just to naturally show the information to the human. And the third property, it's use of learning, meaning that, as already mentioned, systems should adapt to the user. Therefore, taking into account the communication feedback from the user and the behavior, how the user behave with the system or use the system, systems should adopt and become more personalized. So it means that it's a new paradigm with the design of the system. So the programmer should think more widely and do not hard code some functionality of the system, but apply some more flexible techniques that will take into account the feedbacks and different contexts. Currently, the Watson is available as a set of complete products, as well as a set of building blocks, like services on the cloud that also provide the APIs, corresponding APIs, or there is also SDKs that simplify your communication with these services. So as you can see, if we are talking about the products, there are four products, Watson Virtual Agent, Explorer, Analytics, and Watson Knowledge Studio. Talking about the services on the IBM Cloud, there are a set of services which are related to the language and actually the analysis of the language and the text, like natural language processing related services. There are also two services for the speech recognition, speech to text, and text to speech transformations. One service for the visual recognition, and a few services for the data insights. So for the inferring some new data or suggestions for the user based on the data. Actually, there are a few more services on the Bluemix Cloud. They are just been announced recently, maybe like 2 weeks ago. They are in beta versions, but they are also available. And all the time, IBM trying to populate with more services nowadays. We will start with this with the description of these four products, and then we will continue with the services. So the first product, it's a virtual agent, which is actually helps the developer to design such a system or enrich the website with the functionality of the virtual agents that communicate with the customer. So the main use of this tool, of this product, I would say it's either work with the customers, answering the frequently asked questions, like to imitate the communication in the natural language. It could be the speech-based communication or text-based communication, but still it will try to imitate that you are talking with the human. Also, it could be used as a personal assistant for the navigation and for some other tools. So the application domain is quite big. What it has the bot module, and which actually communicate with the conversation service, which is the building block, which is represented as a service on the cloud. There are some components in the system, of course, the natural language processing module, and there are already predefined set of intents. So mainly such as issues which are dealing with the payments of the bills or the answers or like possibility or capability of the system to recognize the questions about the basic information of the company, like business hours or location or some other basic stuff. That capability are predefined, but of course there is a possibility to extend this functionality and configure the bot with the more specific company-related issues regarding the products of this company, the different devices, management services, and so on and so on. There is also possibility to use the extra tool, the extra application that allows you to configure the conversation with the bot and design the conversation flow. Again, taking into account the context of your company or your business activity. There is a component like a chat widget, so you can easily embed to your web page. There are predefined ones, and of course there is an SDK that allows you to develop your own widgets, custom widgets for your system. And yeah, that has the API and JavaScript SDK to that allows you to build some extra applications that will communicate with the virtual agent. So another product, it's Watson Explorer, which actually gives the possibility to make the decision based on the variety of the data sources. So usually when the analyst or manager at the company making the decision, he or she takes into account a lot of information, and this information might be distributed in the different data sources. So therefore, this tool allows you to aggregate, kind of connect all the data sources which are internal or external data sources, aggregate under the same tool and have the one entry point to this information. So it has the three layers. On the lower layer, this connectivity layer, so it allows you to connect the different files in the system, the content management systems, so connect the emails, databases, social, web, and so on and so on. And then on top of this, we have the second layer, which will index this data, combine data, do some analytics text analysis to build the relationships between the different data blocks, and help you will help you to find easily the necessary information or related information to your queries. And on the top level, we have the layer, like management layer, where you can set the different security options, define the collaboration between different units, maybe make the query routing. So in the organization, if you have some issue, so it could be routed, the queries could be routed among different players. And as well, it has the application builder, so the block that allows you to build extra applications and services that will communicate with the Explorer. In the advanced version, in the Watson edition, they have more capabilities related to the content analysis. And this layer has the more analytical features. Actually, finally, what you have, so it's a, like as I said, it's a, one entry point to the whole data that you connected, and you can easily write the question in the natural language, and you will get the first you can get the answer to the question, then you will also get some related to your question and to the answer information, and you can actually browse further. So it's your kind of explorer in the data space. So sometimes you are even cannot formulate the right question to what you're looking for, but you can start with some question, and then the system can guide you, suggest you some extra links, relevant links, and you can follow these suggestions and browse the data until you find what you are actually been looking for. So the Watson Analytics is the third tool that's slightly similar, or actually it's has some capabilities which are also included to the Explorer, but this is the separate tool which allows you to get some combined analysis of the on top of the data. So what you can do, you can connect certain data, so upload the data to the system, and then the Watson will do, or Watson Analytics tool will do actually almost the same that it's done during the Jeopard competition. Actually, it will analyze the content, the data that you have, and try to figure out what kind of question system can answer based on that data. And therefore, on the second step, the system will show you the possible questions that you can ask to this set of data? Of course, you can write your own question, and the system will try to figure out or find the closest match of your question to the questions that the system formulated. And then the system will use the different visualization techniques to show you the answer to your question. Additionally, you are able to dig deeper to the concept and actually ask the system to show the main drivers of those results that you've got for your question. For example, if you asked for the quality of your products and the system show you some graphics or some plots and represent the answer to your question, then you can ask what actually influenced on that that result. What are the the arguments make that result happen. And the system will show you in this case, it's spiral, and put the most relevant drivers for that particular answer. And you can browse deeper and figure out what are the meanings and what are the calculations behind these answers. And finally, you are capable to build your own dashboard. I mean, different visualization modules to the dashboard to prepare the final report. So it's for the managers who would like to faster prepare the reports based on certain data analysis. So this is the easier tool when you can put different visualization modules and prepare the report. And finally, we have the Watson Knowledge Studio, which is actually slightly different from previous three tools. And if the first three tools, they are mainly might be used by the managers, but this tool is aimed for the developers or at least the analysts who also participate in the system development. Because before we talked about the different capabilities of the Watson to analyze the texts, analyze the information, but there is no magic, you should understand. So there is some algorithms behind, and as any algorithm, it takes some inputs and produce the output. Sometimes it also needs some side input in the form of certain knowledge. And this tool actually helps domain experts to build that knowledge for the Watson services. Because to be able answer or to be able derive from the text a certain meaningful piece of information, a system should understand what kind of entities, what kind of key instances, what kind of relations between these entities are meaningful. And for those of you, because there are some students who already took my course of Introduction to Semantic Web Technologies, as well as the Semantic Web and Ontology Engineering, you know that to make the system smarter, we have to provide the ontology, representation of the domain knowledge. There we have to define the classes, properties, relations between the entities, and so on. And then based on this information, based on this knowledge, the system becomes smarter. Actually, in this way, we kind of build the content of the brain, of the system. Therefore, Watson Knowledge Studio actually gives you the opportunity to describe the domain, describe the main entities, the classes, the properties, I mean, relations between the entities. And then it also helps to build the machine learning-based model that will later on analyze the different texts and retrieve the meaningful parts out of them. They do not name it as an ontology, so because they have some slightly different format due to the their own implementation needs. But you can easily find the similarities of that internal model and the ontologies as well. So, but this is the what happened inside. But if we are talking about the tool, there are very simple steps. So first of all, the domain experts, they use this tool to define the main entities, main classes, so to build the taxonomy of the classes, describing the domain, define the relationships between the entities. And later on, another group of annotators, they use this model of the domain to annotate some sample set of the samples of the texts. So on the second image, you see the process of the annotation. So they've got the set of samples of the text and annotate like the dog. It's a pet, or maybe there is some other class as an animal. So actually what is done here, so it's just annotation of the words in the text, as well as relations between them. For example, here it's a relation owned by the owner, which is the instance of the class person. So after the annotation of the text, so the system trained the model, and later on this model is applied on top of the new unknown text, and based on this model, system is capable to annotate the text according to the model and the model of the domain. And this is the, actually the meaningful pieces of the tech of the knowledge from the text that later on used by the services. So therefore, as I mentioned, this tool might be necessary to build the model that later on will be used in the some of the web services that are provided from the IBM cloud. This is actually the list of the Watson services in the cloud. Actually, it's not the last ones. As I mentioned, they have some extensions. I mean, some new services introduced during the last 2 weeks. Shortly about the Bluemix Cloud. So the, as probably many of you know what the cloud computing and what are the clouds. So the IBM, it's quite big player. The same as Google, that also provides its own cloud. Amazon provides their own cloud. And in addition to big players, there are a lot of other small players on the cloud infrastructures. But the IBM Bluemix Cloud works on the platform as a service and infrastructure as a service layers. And what we will mainly will be working with the services that provides this cloud. For you to have the access to the to those services, and later on to be able to get some service codes to utilize them in you, from your own applications, as well as to be able to work with the products that I described before. You need to have the IBM ID. So you have to register to the IBM Bluemix Cloud. So just following this link, you can get to the page where you register and get your IBM ID. With this, you will get a 30 days trial for free. And yeah, after this period, you're supposed to start to pay for your for the use of the services and the cloud spaces. But at least for the 30 days, it will be free for you. And when you register to the cloud and you log in to the cloud, you can easily find all the services following this link to the if you go to the catalog. Okay, let's. Actually, currently you are even, it's not necessary even to log in. You following this link, you can have the access to the services and you can, from this left side services menu, you can choose the Watson. And here you will have the access to the all the services. So, for example, you can open another window and actually you will get the more detailed description of the service. But of course, if you would like to use it from your application, so you're supposed to put it to the your private space in the cloud, then you have to log in and you have to have the IBM ID. To get the more information about the, each service, you can click this link, View Docs, and actually you will be redirected to the another web page. Actually, for this particular API, there is more kind of the page which is different from other services. But if we just choose, for example, the Watson, I don't know, visual recognition. So you will get and go to the docs. You will get access to the Watson Development Cloud. And from this Watson Developer Cloud, yeah, probably here you're supposed to register. Oh, maybe not. It's something wrong because it usually has the menu here. Okay, let's maybe conversation. Okay, anyway, so you will get the access. Here I mentioned this is the second option to get the access to the documentation of the services, as well as you get the access to the various demos for the services. But what I suggest you to do, because for the third task, I mean for the some online courses, you also might need the IBM ID account. And therefore, since our course much longer than 30 days, you need to extend the free access. Therefore, I suggest you to get this promo code for the 6 months from the academic initiative, since our university is the partner university of the IBM. So we've got this possibility. And if you follow this link, you can actually register. So this is the faculty stuff, but you supposed to choose student here and add to your cart this promo code. So system will ask you to provide some information. Most probably you're supposed to select the university, and actually you have to use your university email address to register to this system. So you're probably supposed to select the university and provide some information about the course. Maybe they will ask you to provide the link to be sure that this course exists, so you can provide the corpi link to the course. When you fill all the necessary information, so they will send you the promo code. It's individual promo code, and you will be able. There will be the guideline how to use this code in your account in the IBM Bluemix. So, but before you have to register for the IBM ID for this first trial, 30 days trial account. So when you create that one, then from that account, following the guidance, you will be able to put the promo code and extend the free use for 6 more months. So I suggest you to do this, all of you to do this, even if you are not going to take the development tracks, but to have the access to the web material and online courses, you need this as well. So, and then we come into the actual the services. The first one is the Alchemy language. Actually, it's a quite big service that has a lot of small building blocks inside, so it allows you to extract the entities, make the sentiment analysis of the text, recognize the emotion from the text, extract the keywords and many other features which are related to the text analysis. We can actually check the so if you use this developer cloud as a source of information, so you can find a lot of links and as I already mentioned, that some services will utilize the models which are created in the Watson Knowledge Studio. So exactly this service will require this if you would like to make your service more smarter, because there is some initial pre-built model, but if you would like to customize it, so you have to create your own using the Watson Knowledge Studio. There is a description what is the input, what is the output. You can find a lot of more detailed documentation as well as the documentation for the developers. But what I would like to show you some demos that you supposed to study yourself as well, like to become more familiar with the tool. So in all the demos, they have some predefined piece of text. Of course, you can use your own one, but let's just to show how it works and what are the results there. So we will use this, some predefined ones. So we have this text about the Eleanor Turner, and what we get? We get the entities, and we have the entity with the relevance. So usually the system evaluates the level of relevance for all the findings. Sentiment, it's a positive, and the type person. So it's recognized the classification according to the ontology or model of the domain. It also provides you analysis of the emotions. There are different emotions with the different scores, and so on and so on. So this is the entities. Then it's also retrieve the keywords out of this text, and therefore it's provide these keywords as well with the emotions. and the concept. So this concept, as you can see, it's recognize the concepts from the text and provide you the links to the DBpedia, to the Freebase, and Yago. So as I already mentioned, the DBpedia, it's actually machine-readable data space where the, all the information from Wikipedia is stored in the format of the link data. So there are a lot of features. You can retrieve the title, author, and a lot of other data. So this is the, just the example, but as I mentioned, all the services, they have the REST API, and then therefore you can use them through the web. And this is the example of the JSON response that you might get for your application using this service. So another service is conversation, which we already mentioned when we were talking about the virtual agent product. And as you can see, this is the place of this particular service. But this might be your application, which use this service, which is also connected to the some other Watson services, and has the back end of your system and the front end. You can use the like different interfaces for the communication with the user. What is actually provides you? It provides you the possibility to define this communication flow with the user of your system, provide necessary domain-specific data to this building block, and allow the service to recognize the questions that user asks and classify to which answers they belong. So it could be used as a chatbot. It could be used as a virtual agent that communicate through the social web, and so on. Let's check the demo. There is a nice demo. In the form of kind of assistant, driver assistant. So let's close it. So it's...
Hi. It looks like a nice drive today. What would you like me to do?
Yeah. For example, we can ask to find some nearest gas station. Oops.
There are a few gas stations nearby. Which one would you like to drive to? Sure. Navigating to the first gas station.
Well, we can ask, because of course, as I already mentioned, you have to build this knowledge base of the system and define the domain or area of in which this agent will help you to communicate. Therefore, it does not cover probably all the possible questions. For example, if we ask,
are you married?
I'm not sure about that. You can say things like turn on my lights or play some music.
Yeah, but anyway, it's probably related to the maybe features of the car. So we can ask, for example, to turn off the air conditioning.
Okay, turning off the AC.
Or maybe turn on. Turn on AC.
Okay.
Yeah.
Turning on the AC.
Or turn off the lights.
Okay. Turning off the lights.
They already turned off, probably.
Okay. Turning on the lights.
So, somehow it communicates, but definitely it's need to be learned. I mean, to be teached. So. Yeah. So. There are limitations, of course. And actually, later on, when I explain you the tasks for the first. Assignment. You're supposed to also think about the limitations that you find in the not in the demos, but from the documentation. So if you find that there are some limitations of the service that will not allow you to build a really nice smart application, you're supposed to mention this as well in the report, and maybe provide some suggestions how it could be improved. No, I think it's just we can mute, just do not bother the audience with the... this one. Well, I'm not sure that we have this microphone connected to the system. But most probably, yes, because a lot of, like as this demo, it might utilize not only one service. It might utilize several services and combine the functionality of them. Therefore, there definitely could be possibility to provide the input through the voice, and then the voice recognition module or service also will be involved in the process. So the next one is the document conversion. Actually, it allows you to convert the, like take the input various documents in the HTML, PDF, or Microsoft Word formats, and as an output, it's produced normalized HTML, so actually it's just remove some unnecessary parts in the HTML to normalize it to be easily consumed by other Watson services. It's also provide the output in the plain text or JSON formatted answers units that could be utilized again in other services. There are also demos. You can check them as well, but I just select the most attractive and nice demos for the presentation. So it has the language translator that translates from set of languages to another set of languages. Of course, if you compare with the Google Translate cover much bigger range of the languages. Here we have the some limitations, maybe 6-7 of them. But still, it works, and it's unfortunately there is no Finnish language. Yeah, and you easily can recognize what could be the application domain for the translation. It's not a big deal. Another service, it's a natural language classifier. And this one, actually the quite simple and small building block that could be used in other systems as well, that allows you to make the classification of, or like train the machine learning model that will classify your different pieces of texts according to the training samples that you provide when you build the model. So actually, that could be used in the like to build this automated system to answer in the frequently asked questions. So it means that you're supposed to prepare some pieces of text where you imitate the possible queries and then associate it with the appropriate answer. And when you have several sets of the questions for the answer, so based on this learning set, you can teach the model, machine learning model, and later on, when the person will or user will ask a certain question, system will automatically classify to which answer it will choose the most close answer for this particular question. It could be used as a classification of the SMS or emails for the different topics, for example. So it's not only for the questions and answers. So you can just associate some pieces of text with some other piece of text or classes. Like you can associate the emails with the work, with the personal, with the travel or something like this, and then teach the model, and later on your emails will be sorted out according to that classification. So another one is the personality insights. Pretty interesting service that helps you to recognize the personality of the user, of the human, based on the pieces of text. There might be some short pieces of text, like some messages, or it could be much larger pieces of text. It utilizes three models of the personality. So it's combined the machine learning with the psychology of the language. And these three are the big fives. So this is the classification. Either you belong to the... it's recognized the level of agreeableness or the extroversion or consensualness. another one is needs. So it can recognize the level of your need or the person needs, like excitement, love, curiosity, and so on and so on. And the third one is the value. So it's what kind of values you as a person appreciate. So either you are helping others, so the level of that type of person, or you are your self-enhancements, you are achieving the success, your openness, and so on. So, and this is an example, actually, which is based on the tweets, I think. So we can go to... Yeah, so if you choose the Pope, so there's a predefined sets of tweets that it's this service use, and we can get the analysis of the person based on those pieces of text that were used in the tweets. So it provides you like a summary textual description and describe you as a person, like who you are and who you are not. Then provide some graphical information about all those properties like openness, agreeableness, and so on and so on. And of course, it's following this link, you can get the access to the explanations of what is the science behind of this technology. You can go through these explanations, so there are links to the articles as well. So this is the scientific description. What is hidden behind this tool. As well, you can get the take a look on the how it looks when you work from your own application. So it's just the JSON-based answers. But it's also provide this nice view. Not this one. So actually the same what was explained there in textual and some visual way, so it's represented in this sun diagram. It's also could be done based on the text information. So as I understood, this is the debate of the Barack Obama, so it also could be analyzed what the personality it is, and also evaluate the different parameters of according to those three types of individuality of the person. So another service, it's retrieve and rank. Actually, this service, because coming back to this JAPART competition, definitely Watson find out different possibility or different possible questions that it can formulate as a answer for the task, but to find the most relevant system should evaluate the this level of relevance. So therefore, this ranking function it's very important to make the right decisions. So you can also check the demo. It's the demo just easily show you the difference between the search functionality when you use the just simple search or when you use the search with some extra machine learning-based capabilities to rank the results. So it's produced the better relevance of the answers. Tone analyzer, also the service that helps you to analyze the tone of the content of the text or the messages that you write. So it's recognized the emotion, anger, disgust, fear, joy. Also provide the social properties like that openness and others. And also analyze the style of the language. What is the, this is the analytical style or like confident, tentative, and so on. So where it can be used? It can be used to make your system smarter and reflect on the tone of your user. So if you recognize that your user is anger, so it maybe there are some problems, and if we are talking about the customer of the company, so definitely you can you have to recognize this and make the conversation or try to put the conversation to the appropriate direction. If we are talking about the agent, the artificial agent that will communicate with your customers as well, so this functionality for the agent is also very important to change the way or maybe to when it will select the answers for the questions. If there are several options, depending on the tone, system can choose some more appropriate one. Of course, it could be used as well as for self evaluation, like if you're talking about some bloggers or people who write the, I don't know, advertisements and so on and so on. So you can finally analyze this text and recognize what is the tone of your text. And then if you would like to change the tone, then the system help you to recognize the level and maybe you will rewrite it to the appropriate model. And there are, as we already saw, two services which are related to the speech. So this is the speech-to-text and text-to-speech translation. So here you see the list of available languages, so it doesn't support a lot of them, but at least some subset is supported. Yeah, we can also check the example. Maybe it's, yeah, the speech-to-text much more interesting than text-to-speech. Yeah, there is a possibility for you to either to use the microphone and just tell something to the system, or you can select the audio file, or you can easily play the samples, predefined samples.
My family absolutely is fascinated by the work that I'm doing with Watson, and I think they feel a personal sense of pride and satisfaction with the fact it's not just technology for technology's sake, it's technology that's actually making a difference and changing the world.
So as you can see, it's, of course, it's a predefined set. You might not believe that it works, but at home you will try with your microphone and you will see that it's worked pretty well. But in addition to this translation or transformation, it's provide the such capability as it recognizes the set of the keywords from the text. So it could be used as well for the later, like further classification. Here you can also see that not all these words were directly or like were recognized for 100%. So it was the different confidence levels. And as you can see, the system allows you to see all the possible, like for the all the words. So these ones were recognized for 100%. But then for the absolute, there were several options for system to recognize. But the highest probability was for the absolute. Therefore, it was chosen. So. I'm not sure about the MP3, but at least some format of the audio file it's yeah. I believe that the service inside is built so that even if you use the microphone, it just record to some audio format and then analyze the machine readable format. So it's not just from the sound recognition. So you can check the another like demo where it's translated from text to actually produce the voice from the text as well. And maybe one of the attractive demos we will have for the visual recognition. And actually this service allows you to not only recognize what is represented on the image, like classify this, whether it's like human there or some animal or there is a nature or some other objects. But it also allows you to train, to have your personal set of images and make your own personalized, customized model and train this model. And then apply this service based on your custom model. It also supports the face detection, and talking about the face detection and like human detection, it also provides you the possibility to guess the age of the person, and it also looks like search in the database of the celebrities, and if we have the image of the celebrity or we have your own image and you probably looks like a celebrity, so you will be recognized as a celebrity as well. And it's also support in the beta version supports the similar image search, and in the demo they use it for the online shops to find some similarly looking clothes. Let's try that one as well. As you can see, there are like three possibility for demos. So the first one, evaluate, then train when it shows the possibility to train the model, for, like train the classification, and then do this classification, and then the this beta version for the similarity. So what we have here, so we have a set of predefined images. Just simply let's select some of them. So we can see that it's recognized that it's a fish for 100%. This is animal. Aquarium, not sure about the aquarium, but with some confidence level, this is the aquarium. It also provides a hierarchy of the classification from the ontology. Also, you can check the JSON outcomes. But let's maybe try. We talk about the celebrities. Let's search for some pictures. So let's recognize this one, for example. Of course, there are some limitations if it's the picture more than some amount of megabytes, so it might not work. But anyway, so what we have? We have person, head, classified yet. The Congress, probably because of the suit and the, I don't know, some signs. I don't know. It takes into account some other contextual features as well and try to make this classification. Of course, the level of confidence not that high. That's 100%, for example, but still, it's work. It's recognized that it's, there is a face on the image. This is male, but it's not sure. The age, I'm not sure about the exact age of Trump, but maybe it's the correct answer. But as you can see, the image is not recognized as an image of the celebrity. So maybe we can choose some other. I'm not sure that will work. Maybe. Maybe this one. Oh, this is the. Yeah, this might be better. I'm pretty sure that now it will recognize this as a Trump. It's a male, almost for sure. And again. So, not always it works fine, yeah, as you can see, but sometimes, I tried, sometimes on some images it recognized him as Donald Trump. Yeah, let's maybe move. Well, but you can play yourself, so anyway, you're supposed to check all these demos as well by your own. Then let's try this with the classification. So there are also some predefined cases for the classification. And let's try, for example, this insurance case. So what we have certain sets of 50-plus images that belongs to certain class of images. So the broken windshield, the flat tire, and so on and so on. So we can select few of these classes and build the model, and later on to classify our new images and see how it works, whether it's classify or like put to appropriate class or not. So let's maybe choose this windshield broken, the flat tire, and maybe some vandalism. train the model. I hope it'll be faster than 3 minutes. So, and now we supposed to find some probably let's make some easy attempt first. Oh, let's take this one. So actually the glass is not broken, it's not the flat tire. Vandalism maybe not. So the answer is that the threshold is not passed. So it means that the system not recognized this as a windshield broken or flat tire or the vandalism. So actually it's right, or it's impossible to classify between those three classes. Of course, if we just have to classify among those three, then it should. Then we have to put lower the threshold, but the system used this 0.5 threshold, and according to this threshold, it does not belong to any of those classes. But if we choose some flat tire, for example, this is might be the easiest way. The size, it's also I told you also that should be some small. Okay, let's it's also the big one. So actually, if we are talking about the use of the system from your own application, so you can programmatically use the API to train, build your model, and then to use the service providing the actually the link to this created model, and it will use it. So finally, we recognize this as a flat tire as well. So you can play around with that another example, finding the similar images, because we don't have much time left. And there are a few services that are related to the data insights. So this is the Alchemy Data News. So actually what it does, it's analyzed the huge amount of news articles every day, and actually it's allow you to find appropriate ones or like similar to your question. So you can ask the question, and the system will find the best suitable articles from the news. It's utilize all the language-based analysis tools, and actually this Alchemy language service as such. So it's just kind of an extension on top of that service. So, but with the application domain to the news articles. And the second one is the trade of analytics, which is actually helps you to make the decisions. Because usually when we make the decision, we have the different criterias, and be supposed to use the multi-criterial analysis and to make the decision based on these multiple criterias. So it used the Pareto filtering technique, and actually if you select what are the features are important for you when you make the decision, and you're supposed to put the kind of ranges for the price, for example, or if we are talking about the, I don't know, the treatment, for example, some treatment might take longer period, but you will use the medicines that will not harm your immune system. For example, you are not using the antibiotics, but the treatment might take longer period. Or if you just need to treat yourself very fast, so then probably you will use the some harder medicines, and so depending on your wish, on your preferences, you can make these setups, and the service will help you to find the appropriate or the best solution. There is also an example. Yeah, as I said, there are a few services like this Discovery, which is in a beta version, and unfortunately it does not have the demo. And this project into it's more related to the IoT technologies, but it's also in beta version, so probably in the near future they also provide some more detailed examples. But talking about this trade-off analytics, let's view demo. So actually, it's the demo is about the buying the car. So you can choose what are the preferred options for you. So probably you take care about the price, engine volume, power, let's say, and maybe rating. I don't know. And help me to decide. So it has the some data set of the cars. So more than 350. But it's just select for you only 35 results. And you can also make the some tuning, so you can specify like, the range for each selected criteria, and then you will see the suggested results. But if you check the correctly these results, it seems like the preference for the engine volume set at that way that the bigger volume is better. So therefore, the results are coming with the 6 liters vehicles and so on and so on. But maybe it's not your case, and if you use this from your own application, so you can put these targets yourself. So you can put this volume, engine volume, and the goal is would be the minimization of this of the value. So here, actually, in the code, you can find that for the volume, they put the goal is maximization. So that was actually pretty everything about the services that I would like to show you. So following those links in the bottom, you can find the slides, like more wider report about the IBM Watson. And as well, following these links, you can find two extra reports about the IBM Bluemix Cloud and IBM IoT services. Then, as I said that in the end, I will explain you the task one for this module. So what actually you're supposed to do, as I already said, to form the group of four people. And please let me know, at least by this date, your group members, names of your group members. So then you're supposed to study the materials from this lecture. Please follow all the links that I provide on the slides. So study these materials. Make your IBM ID, extend it up to half a year free access, and go to the service descriptions, read the documentations of the services. So learn more about the service, try the demos yourself, so become more familiar with the services. And then you're supposed to, in the groups, I suggest you to do this work, I mean the study of the services by your own, like every group member will study all the services. But then in the groups, you're supposed to make the brainstorming and think about some nice, good services and applications that might use those Watson services. And maybe pay more attention to the solutions where you combine several services inside one solution, not like a separate solution that use only one service. The combinations might bring you more nicer and more powerful applications or services. So think about your solutions, and the result will be the PowerPoint presentations where you put on the slides your findings. So your solutions, and each solution should follow these requirements. So it should have some descriptions of the idea, the purpose of your service or application, so what kind of problem or issue it tried to resolve. Then provide some schema of the architecture where you put the all possible like building blocks of your solution, and some of these building blocks will be the Watson services, and describe the inputs and outputs of those blocks. Therefore, you will be able to recognize what is necessary, what is needed for the inputs of each block, and in particular the Watson service. And therefore, you are also supposed to think about if there is a need for some transformation of the input. Then, and maybe you might need to use some external service for this. So mention this as well. So probably for some services, you might need to use some other tools like the Watson Knowledge Studio. So mention this as well. So try to describe the kind of make the schema of ready to be implemented. But there is no implementation requirement. So this is just the prototype, paper prototyping of the system. And also think about the risks. So think about the limitations that you find about the each Watson service. And if these limitations reduce the functionality of your solution, so just mention this. So according to that limitation, so we cannot perform that what we thought. And please think about the solution. What, in your opinion, could be the solution, how you can improve it or like make it better. And so this is the group work, and you're supposed to send by this deadline to me, or just put it to the web and provide me the link where I can get it. And one more thing that individually, as I mentioned, because of this is the group work, you're supposed to send me the file where you explain your personal involvement to the work, to the group work, and you evaluate the level of involvement of other group members. And the task three, since we announced the task from today, but the deadline will be the end of the course. Here you, as I already said, so you're supposed to write the diary for this set of self-study material. So these are the courses, mainly the video courses. For some of them, you might need this IBM ID, so therefore you have to have it. And also, in addition to this set of online courses, you're supposed to write some diaries about the lectures that you will have during our course. I mean, those invited lecturers from IBM and from our faculty as well. There will be several lectures from some of the professors. So the diary, here the following, there are short descriptions of each course and appropriate link. And finally, there is a detailed requirement for the diary. So actually, what you're supposed to do, there are four subgroups. So for the reflection, you're supposed to write, as written here, at least one page of reflection for each self-study material, for each the course you you go through, and for each lecture during our course. So at least one page of reflection, and what the reflection means, it's mentioned here. So the what you learned, whether you are going to use this knowledge, and so on and so on. And then finally, like these three parts, like the analysis, point out, and structure. So this part is the common part. So it could be in the end, generally about the whole course materials, those online materials as well, and the whole course materials. So all together, and for that part, for these three categories, so you're supposed to write like 2-3 pages. So all together, it will be approximately 15 pages of diary. So the deadline is almost the end of the February, so you have plenty of time to study the materials, to write your thoughts about them, and don't forget to put your name to the report. So this is it for today. Yeah. If you have any questions, now.